everyone, and welcome once again to another session of The Crew of the Cosmic Orca. And as always, I am joined by the usual four crewmates, so if we can go ahead and get our introductions out of the way and going. Same order every time.
Love it. I'm Emily. I play Astrid. And a fun fact about Astrid is she's never had a clothing consultant.
That makes sense.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I am Commander Kalen Vess, and his favorite genre of music is very sad alternative rock.
Oh. It's so fitting.
Yeah.
He's so business.
I want to see Kalen's Spotify Wrapped for sure.
Yes.
I am Trey. I play Esquire Cumberbatch, aka Squid. Squid is trying really hard to live within his means on this. He is a very big fan of the finer things in life.
Nice. Amazing.
I relate.
Yeah, I do too.
And my name is Paul, and I play Asta Tillian III. And fun fact about Asta is he is a cat person, very much loves cats. Deathly allergic, of course, but he loves them.
Oh my god.
Suck it up and just pet them and deal with the week of misery.
And of course, as I'm going to get into the habit of introducing myself, I'm Alex, I'm the referee. I still have a drinking problem.
Drinking water, too much water. He's always so hydrated.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, actually, I do drink way too much water.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's a real fact about me right there. And so, quick recap from the last three-parter. They ran into a blast from Kalen's past, being, you know, Saul Arcadius. Mm-hmm. He wrecked their ship pretty well, but they responded with a missile that Kyle, the ship technician, had left behind for them for this kind of moment. And then they had to make, there was a colony nearby, a moon colony that they had to land on. Turns out there's a zombie outbreak on said moon colony. So they had to fight their way through that because they had to get the parts to fix the jump drive. And then they happened to find another jump drive in the storage place. Then they fought a lot of zombies, a lot of monsters. One really big monster that took some punches out of them.
And they couldn't befriend any of them.
No, it couldn't befriend a single one of them. But from there, you guys were reunited with Raoul Panther III, and he took you guys to his base of operations, which was the Skyhammer, the 300,000-ton warship, battleship, basically, in space. And then you got as you guys were dining and enjoying the amenities of the Skyhammer, a transmission hijacked all of the systems. And a man named William, already forgot his last name.
Sinclair.
William, I guess a guy named William, William Sinclair, hijacked all the communications and went on a megalomaniacal rant about how they've been behind his company, Biotech Innovations, has been behind all these monster attacks and everything. And that's pretty much where we left off. Raoul left to go to the bridge and left you guys with the space police. In basically a shopping district in the Skyhammer. So while you're waiting for any information from Raoul, what would you guys like to do?
Let's shop.
So, I mean, yeah, let's see, who has investigate?
I do.
Okay. The people with investigate, I would like for you to make intelligence investigate rolls before you guys go off to buy merch.
Buy merch.
Skyhammer merch.
Skyhammer merch.
Ooh, 6.
All right. Well, you don't see anything, Aster, but Squid.
Hold on. Oh, my bad. It's only an 8.
You're fine. That was the only number you needed was 8. So you see, as you're getting ready, as Astrid says, let's go shopping. The Skyhammer stores. You notice that, I mean, Grayson and Orin, the other two members of Space Police, I mean, they do talk, but they don't, they pretty much just talk to Michael for the most part. But you can tell the expression on Michael's face. he's a little, I mean, obviously the news you guys just got was a little on the shocking side, but he does seem a little more perturbed about it than you think he should be. Hmm. But with just an 8 roll, that's pretty much all you can really tell.
Okay. Perturbed so, about the message we just got?
Hard to say. Okay. But you can tell.
Or that we want to go shopping.
No. it's definitely about the message. It has nothing to do with you guys. He doesn't care if you guys go shopping. Okay. you guys are all adults. You can do what you want. But the Skyhammer doesn't have any like weapon shops or anything like that in it, but if you guys just want to buy like shirts and like just like some fresh threads to replace your, you know, since I'm sure you probably threw away your zombie clothes or kept them as trophies, I don't know.
Threw away our zombie clothes. So are we wearing clothes right now?
You're still wearing clothes. I mean, you'd want to replace the clothes that you know.
Yes, I would like some fresh duds.
I want a Skyhammer hat.
Yeah, easily done. If you
guys, like a trucker hat.
Yeah. Or is it a beanie? Know those biker hats where like they rest higher than the
ear? Oh yes.
I like those.
Nice.
Easily done. You can guys get all Skyhammer branded merchandise, no problem whatsoever.
Is there any slightly more upscale looking store?
Yeah.
Can I get a really nice watch for Rami?
Sure.
Ooh. Oh, that's fine.
I mean, he defended the ship. It seems like he deserves a little treat.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much are you looking to spend?
I've got cash to burn.
I still need a number.
20,000 credits is my max.
Wow.
Hot dang.
20,000 your max is how much you want to spend?
Yeah, I don't think I need to spend that much, but that's what I'm willing.
Yeah, you can find watches worth 20,000 credits in this place. That's no problem. Okay.
Might save it for a birthday or an anniversary, but it seems like a good chance. I mean, how often are we going to be at the Skyhammer? No taxes, you know.
That's true.
So that was a good point.
This is duty free?
I'm assuming it's duty free. I don't know.
I mean, the profit goes straight to them.
So. Right. Right. It's like it's going to charity, so it makes sense. So, yes, no, I'm going to pick up a nice watch if I can get a platinum color. It really looks good against his skin.
It's some really nice, highfalutin, you know, name brand. Like, better, like, even more branded than, like, Rolex.
No, and do you have a box for this, ma'am?
It's all gift. Like, it's wrapped. She wraps it for you real quick and everything.
Wow.
Perfection. I'm going to throw an extra 2,000 credits down just for your excellent service.
Whoa. Wow.
I walk in with my candied pecans like, dang.
Candy.
You can't have dropping credits at the mall.
Sir, you can't have food in here.
Come in with my Skyhammer shirt. I'm imagining it's like Thor holding a hammer in the sky with lightning, and it's a Skyhammer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I'll let you guys come up with all that kind of fun imagery.
If you want to buy this merch, go to...
We don't have a merch store. At least right now we don't. Maybe in the future, maybe we have a merch store at that point. Who knows?
My hat says, I survived a ride of the Skyhammer.
Oh, dear.
So you guys get your, so if you want like stuff you guys bought, like 100 credits to get new clothes or whatever, your merch.
Can Valen and Squid have shirts that, or Valen shirt says?
You mean Kalen?
Kalen
does.
That's why I keep doing
that. That's why,
I've Valen done that twice Kess. Now. Can Kalen have a shirt that says I'm with Stupid and Squid have a shirt that says I'm stupid?
You can find hokey shit on
the
back.
Skyhammer. At the kiosk.
Kiosk
t-shirt, the custom t-shirts.
I feel like Kalen doing this is like watching your dad do anything fun. Like, go
it's
Kalen.
Very dad energy.
Well, while you guys are shopping, Raoul does come back. He actually finds Squid first, just because where he happened to come down from, you just happen to be the closest one there. And he's like, "Do you know the rest of your crew's at?"
They're doing a little bit of shopping. They're not too far.
Okay, go ahead and gather them up and head on up to the bridge.
Will do. I'll go around and have
the bridge.
I will explicitly walk into the shop where Aster is munching on some more candied pecans.
Sure. So you gather everyone up and y'all head to the bridge. You know, space police are up there too already.
I'm freaking out at the bridge.
It's everything like what you had when you served in the military. You know, it's a big, huge, you know, open area. You know, it's a fucking battleship bridge. So, you know, there's plenty of stations. They're all manned. The people at the weapon stations do look extraordinarily bored. but everyone else,
not much to do.
Yeah, they don't have that much to do most of the time. But like, you know, the people are on sensor stations and all that stuff. But and it is weird. Like it's kind of funky because, you know, Raoul is not dressed like in any kind of uniform. I mean, he's dressed in the same stuff he's been that you've seen him all the time. He's always dressed in all black. And he still has his bandana on and he is wearing sunglasses. indoors currently, but in space. Cool,
right. So, not just indoors.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in that space. Makes more sense because, you know, in space, yeah. You're closer to stars and such.
And plus, it's the future. These might actually do something. You guys don't know.
Like, do we get a sense? Or x-ray.
That's very true.
When we're on the bridge with him, do we get a sense that Raoul might be, like, the captain of the Skyhammer? Or does he seem like just like an underling?
Everybody just make flat intelligence rolls on that.
Ooh.
11. Okay.
12.
11.
7.
Okay. I mean, that wasn't. Yeah, no, it is very abundantly clear that Raoul is the leader of this place.
Gotcha.
Like, he is not an underling. Yeah, Raoul is very much the person in charge, but he delegates and, you know, does other things too. So he does not operate just on his own. He clearly does have his members help him out. So he's got you all up there and it's like, all right, since you guys are all here, we can't really triangulate exactly where that message came from. So we're not entirely sure where this William guy is at. Hmm. So here's what we're going to do. And he looks at the four of you and says, you guys should probably keep tracking this carry guy because clearly he knew something since obviously he left you guys where the ship that you guys have that was owned by biotech at one point in the past. Probably a good idea to follow him since he was there for that. Michael, you and your crew, you should probably keep on the track you guys have been following as well. So, and he looks at, he's not following Carrie. That's all on you guys. He's got his own task that he's been doing.
Do we know what that is?
Yeah.
No. Like, you guys have no idea what he's talking about right now. Michael just kind of nods. And normally, like, Michael's, for the couple of times you've met him, he's usually pretty, like, talkative and relatively jovial and easygoing and laid back. He is really tense right now.
Hmm. Michael, what's going on?
Raoul's like, hold on just a moment, actually. I'm not done talking yet.
Sorry, his energy is just so tense.
I noticed that, too. We'll get to that. What we're going to do is, fortunately, we can jump pretty far so with the Skyhammer. So we're going to head kind of in a good spot for both you guys. And from there, once we get to that location, then you guys will have to take your leave. Your new jump drive is being installed right now as we speak. So you're welcome to stay in your ship, of course. You can use one of the many, many, many guest rooms that we have here in the Skyhammer as well. So whatever you guys want to do, that is your prerogative. But feel free. I mean, this is probably going to be the only time you guys will get to go on the bridge for now. So feel free to look around. But once you walk back out, probably won't be able to come back in for here for a bit. So just keep that in mind. So if you want to, and he's looking at you while he's sitting. So feel free to explore the bridge. Don't touch anything, but feel free to look. There's nothing. We keep all the secured stuff is not kept on the bridge. We keep that in a different room. So you don't have to worry. I'm not worried about you guys finding any sensitive information in here. So, but while you're doing, you can just look around the bridge. I mean, it's big. You're in awe. It's clean. It's, you know, it's so nice and just brings back memories, you know, being back in the Navy.
I take some pictures on my phone or whatever.
Do they confiscate?
Communicator.
No. Okay, good.
Yeah, you specifically said there's nothing security kept up here, so.
Are they like soldiers or like?
They are all wearing uniforms. They're pretty nondescript. Like there is an emblem, which is clearly like their ship. Like it's the Skyhammer emblem.
Can I hear what they're calling each other? Like, do they call each other like some sort of like sir or?
No, they're actually just calling each other by their first names.
Nice.
Okay. I like that. All right, I walk over to the weapons, the board weapons people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they both men? What are?
It's a man and a woman.
Oh, okay. Pardon me, folks.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm Commander Kalen Vess.
Well, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you. When was the last time you've ran a full weapons check?
We do it once every 3 hours.
Once every 3 hours?
Yeah.
Mm. So you're saying this is hour three?
No. Do you just want to see a weapon system? What are you?
I just, you know, want to make sure that while my crew is on this beautiful vessel, that all weapons are operational.
Are you in Skyhammer gear right now?
Right.
I mean, I definitely am wearing my hat.
So they're just looking at this crazy person talking about
No, but I imagine his posture is like now.
Yes. Yeah, back, I'm in my
He's back
old
in
school.
Officer mode, but yeah. He's wearing one of those stupid motor caps.
And it says, I'm with stupid.
Right.
Like, I mean, not fitting we're not, way. We keep a pretty tight schedule. So, I mean, we'll check in an hour, but like, we can't run the check any earlier than that. We keep everything pretty much routine.
Michael.
What? What do you say to Michael?
Michael.
Michael's grumpy.
He looks at you and goes, what?
Michael's grumpy.
Shouldn't we run a weapons check on a couple of those asteroids?
Bro, this isn't my ship. I can't give orders here.
I go up to Kalen and I whisper in his ear, like, just ask over.
Yeah. Can we just blow something up? I just want, really want to see the ship. Like, do some cool stuff.
Not without Raoul giving the permission for that.
I got it. I text Raoul.
Raoul's still on the bridge. He didn't go anywhere.
His phone's 15 feet away from her.
No, I still text him. I'm like, will you let Commander Valen? Commander Kalen.
This is a new problem.
Commander
We've been in space
Kalen.
For so long together, guys.
Can you let them Commander Kalen blow something up?
So you hear the buzz from his phone basically go off 20 feet from where you're standing.
And I'm just staring at him.
Right.
he pulls out his phone. He looks at it and he's just like.
Oh, and it has a kissy face.
Do you have persuade? I'm like,
No.
He just turns and slowly looks at you. And it's just like. He looks over at them. He's like, yeah, just find like a medium sized one and just shoot it.
And I give Kalen two thumbs up.
But like a big goofy grin.
You're like.
They're like, all right, Raoul. And then they plug in some stuff and they're like, well, you might want to watch the view screen.
We do it. What are they doing? What are they firing?
There's just an asteroid kind of lazily floating by, minding its own business.
Oh, no.
Roll a bajillion dice. And then,
so I don't have a bajillion dice, but I only need two for this part.
This is how we sink the Skyhammer.
I mean, it's not an asteroid anymore. It's just a pile of dust. You just see a bunch of lasers just fly out from the side.
Woo!
And there's no more asteroid.
That was awesome.
Well, I suppose this is adequate protection for my crew. Thank you.
It was probably easy, like easily 25 lasers shot out at the same time.
Oh, this is adequate. And I turn around and I'm like, oh my God, that was so awesome.
Squid's just sitting there.
While that was all going on, Michael had left the bridge.
Oh, he'd Michael.
Walked out.
Grumpy pants.
So the other two left. They left actually when they were told what to do. They left and Ari went back to the Kilroy most likely. Michael stayed a little bit longer, but he left with that. So
party poopers.
So
I want to know what's going on with Michael.
No, I have
what's
a feeling,
eating Michael.
I have a feeling that either he knows Mr. Sinclair mm-hmm. or there's some connection. He definitely did not like that man, which I didn't like him much either, honestly.
Right.
But, a reasonable conclusion.
So. But you guys just on the bridge. You can, if you want to chase after Michael, you can. If you want to chase after Michael, you can. I looked at Astrid, then I looked at Aster.
Yes, I don't.
I want to run after Michael.
Okay.
I will follow her then because I am.
because you're curious too.
So yeah, you guys run back down, and Michael did make quite a bit of headway on you guys. And he is now just sitting at the bar, at one of the bars, drinking. You know, it was one of those he paid for a bottle, clearly, and just has a kind of like when you found Vasquez. But he does not have just a shot glass. He's got like a full on like Collins glass. He is just filling up and drinking.
Hey, Michael, could you use some help? Put that bottle there?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. I order my own bottle.
Okay. That's
just the saloon all over again.
200 credits.
Whoa. Okay.
Jeez. Makes some good stuff.
It hasn't escaped our attention that you seem a bit preoccupied after the CEO Sinclair's message. Is there a history here? Is there something specific to what was said that seems to have triggered you?
When you ask that question, he finishes what he was drinking out of the Collins glass and then just picks up the bottle and just drains it completely. Jeez. In one sitting.
Lay it on us, Michael. What's going on?
And he sits down. And there's the thing, too. I would like for you to make, what's better for you, intelligence or education? I forgot.
Intelligence.
Make an intelligence medic roll.
Ooh, medic.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Excellent. That's plus 3. Ooh, 13.
Okay. Wow. That's really good. He does not seem affected, like, at all by what he just did. Like, even, like, when you guys met Vasquez, like, you could tell, like, she was definitely kind of...
She had a tolerance, but she was feeling it.
She had hit her tolerance, yeah. And she had not drank nearly that much. She'd probably only drink like a couple of shots worth of her alcohol. And she was definitely feeling it. And Michael just downed an entire bottle of some sort of, you know, whiskey looking liquid and is not seeming to feel any effects of that at all.
Yes, I'm making like a mental note of like cyborg or like this is a person who alcohol does not affect. But no, with eyebrows raised, I kind of make a look at Astrid of like, okay, so tell us what's going on, if you're willing.
He leans back in his chair and he's like, I don't want to really get into too much of it now, but yeah, I do know him. Thought he was dead, but I guess not.
Oh. Oh, no.
Interesting. We have had some experiences recently of death not seeming permanent. However, he looked a little more healthy around the gills than what we've seen.
Yeah, that's about how he looked like back when I met him, too.
What, how long ago did you meet him?
Like 170 years ago?
Excuse me, what?
That's less than that. It was like 100 years ago. My bad. Sorry.
Definitely.
Still, you look pretty good for 130-ish,
40-ish. He's 34 appearing. Okay. So.
Yeah, you look pretty good for your age, Michael.
You can thank them for that.
Thank them.
Are you there?
Yeah, I follow.
Oh, okay. Are we all there? Okay.
We just wandered to the bridge aimlessly.
That was below the bridge.
Oh, you're still...
No, I wouldn't have been the only one to stay behind, so I'd have left if everybody else.
No, I imagine it was like the two of us were flanking him, and then we hear Kaelin from 15 feet back, who's been listening.
Yeah. Creep. He's like a golem. Me up. Like,
yeah. Well, I had to order my drink.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can help me with my bottle of whiskey or whatever.
That don't be too quick credits. To give it away.
No, thank you.
Anyway.
I have my dihydrogen oxide with
me. Oh, right.
On the rocks.
Dihydrogen monoxide. You don't want dihydrogen oxide. That's bad.
It's monoxide.
I'm starting to wonder if this biotech experimentation has been going on for quite a while, if you are 100 plus years old.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, if there is any information you can share that will help us in our mission.
I mean, I don't know where he is anymore. I haven't seen him in 100 years, so.
Why would he do this? This is hurting so many innocents.
He doesn't care. I am a product of his initial experimentations.
When he said that, he's trying to find the survival, the people who can live through these experimentations and not turn into the zombie people.
Yeah, let me come with me. And he gets up and he says, like, follow me. Come on, come on to the Kilroy.
Grab the bottles.
Yeah. Well, his bottle's empty. You don't need to take it. Bartender already took it because it's empty.
Well, I'm taking my bottle. It cost me 200 credits.
Yeah, absolutely. You should take yours. So he takes you to the Kilroy. And you guys, when you were there before, like, you pretty much only ever went like in the common area and the bridge. You didn't really go anywhere else while you were in there. And he takes you back to what you would presume would have been the cargo bay. And what it actually is, it is a cargo bay. Like, they do have some stuff kind of strapped to the walls, but you also notice that they have their own kind of prison cell system in there. Because they're bounty hunters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, that's where they store their bounties. Well, he's like, just follow me. And they're like furnished cells. It's not like they like, listen, there's beds and toilets and everything. Like, it's an actual, like, small prison in there.
Is there anyone in there?
No, there's no one in there right now. Okay. He takes you around behind it, and you can see that there is a shooting range set up. And he takes out his sidearm, and he sets it on the table. And he's like, watch this. And he picks up the gun and is still looking at you guys, but he points it downrange and makes a complete perfect bullseye without even looking at anything except you guys. And then he does it three more times.
Excuse me?
And then he sets the gun back down.
He's how, like, did you do that?
I gotta drink more alcohol.
Intelligence assistant?
Nope. This is all bio augmentation.
I've heard rumors of this.
Well, it's not like the fish people thing. Those guys are weird.
Okay, so this is like a known thing.
Yeah, but okay. It was like, there's more in me than should physically be able to be in a person. So.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just age very slowly, so.
It doesn't hurt or anything?
What do you mean? Like the augments? They're integrated perfectly into me, so, like, they don't hurt.
Was this your choice?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I was an army guy. But then I eventually was able to escape, and then I became a chef.
Wow.
That's what I always wanted
Commander
to be.
Commander Kalen, do you know of any of this happening while you were in the military?
Way above your pay grade.
Yeah. Oh. No. We flew ships and blew stuff up. We didn't cut people open.
So was this a military initiative? And biotech just kind of came out of that?
Well, no, they gave us forms and they were like, hey, you want to try and make a better future? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I want to make a better future. And I signed up and I was one of the ones that survived.
I imagine one of the few.
Yeah, there's only a couple of us. I don't know where they are, though. But yeah, that's me. The bright side, though, it is really hard to kill me, so that's an upside.
I was going to say, you've got a nice shot.
No, but at what cost and without consent, without true consent from the participants?
Now, what you're saying is the person we're trying to chase is, you said you knew him 100 years ago?
Mm-hmm. He's probably on antigothics. You guys actually know those things. It's a drug that you can take that just stops you from aging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So he's not a bioweapon.
Shouldn't be. I mean, who knows? He might be.
If he has access to the technology that resulted in your condition, I could see somebody like that wanting that for themselves too.
If they can live.
Do you think he's behind the zombie planet we just came back from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all I needed to show you guys. So I would recommend upgrading your guys' stuff. Like, I can't do that for you, and Raoul doesn't allow the sale of weapons on the Skyhammer. So you might want to.
Where would you recommend we do that?
I don't have any weapons contacts in nearby. I know a guy.
You know a guy.
Yeah. Let me put a call in.
Hell yeah.
So the difficulty of this is going to be pretty low, but make a broker education's your like main skill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, broker education.
16.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you get a hold of your buddy. No problem at all. That's an exceptional success on your part. So he's like, I haven't heard from you in a long time, Esquire.
Yeah, see? Good to hear from you.
Mm. Still calling me that, huh?
No, you started it.
Yeah, my parents did. But what you need?
I'm running with a new group, and we could use some upgrades. I'd like to, you know, see if I can hook them up with a few of your products.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. I'll send you my coordinates, and yeah, just get here whenever you can.
Excellent.
So yeah, he sends you the coordinates, and it's not going to be too hard to find. So fortunately, the Skyhammer, it's where the Skyhammer is going to take you guys. At this point, Rouse filled you in. The Skyhammer has a jump 6 drive. So it's going to make you pretty, it's going to do quite a bit of travel in the 1 week. And then with your new jump 2 drive, you'll be able to actually make it to Ty's place without much issue. So, nice. But yeah, so Rouse makes the announcement that the Skyhammer is getting ready to go into jump space. It's fully fueled up. And it's like, finish your downloads now while you still can. And
like download our shows.
Yeah. And, and then 5 minutes later goes by, you can hear the sound because it's big ship. So you hear the sound of the jump drive just kind of revving up through the entire ship. And
it's giddy.
You guys are in jump space now for the next week. And so, yeah, the thing with jump space, when you're dealing with faster travel times like this, your speed is actually still the same. Mm. You're just going further on a single jump. So you're traveling basically 6 parsecs per jump right now. So, which is an incredible amount of space.
Right. So, parsecs are massive.
So, yeah, you're traveling real far. But now you're in jump space on the Skyhammer for a week.
Okay.
Anyone individually want to do anything?
First, I want to sort of pull Astrid aside when we get our bottle back. I assume we carried it with us. Mm-hmm. Astrid, did you realize that Raoul was like the boss of the Skyhammer? I thought he was just sort of like, you know.
Yeah, I thought
someone
he was
in the band, but he seems to own the band.
I got that feeling too. I feel like there's a lot about him that we don't know.
But I mean, I'm still intrigued. I think you are too, yes?
Very intrigued.
Let's go get Rami and we're going to drink.
Yeah, girls' night. Let's grab the boys and have a girls' night.
Yeah. Well, Vasquez is still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Vasquez. What has she been doing?
Do we want to ask her? Is she happy with us? I mean, this is kind of an intersection if she does want to bail on
us. No, you guys paid her. So, I mean, she's still going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, she's our crew. She's part of our crew now.
Right?
So that's what. You at least wanted to the do first at the time night. There. Squid, what would you like to do during this week of jump drive?
I kind of want to chat with Michael and see if we can, like, what I can learn about how they got their ship so, like, heavily modified and upgraded. See if I can get some information on him on some good spots for modifying and upgrading the Orca.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm more than happy to talk about that compared to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, fair.
This isn't the first SS Kilroy. We actually had a different ship.
Go on.
So there's the first ship was also just called the SS Kilroy. I liked the name, so I wanted to keep it. The original SS Kilroy, I still have it. It's just docked permanently. It's in a space dock, basically. I just keep it there and I pay the maintenance fees for it because we built that one too, but much more cheaply. So a lot of like the inside of it's pretty much the same. The thing we kept, though, was that old terminal that you saw me use, like, 3 months ago. And, yes, we kept that. I took that out of the ship and brought that into here. But, no, we were able to get the ship. So that ship, the original Kilroy was falling apart. It was easier just to build another one than it was to repurpose it. And we just bought all of the equipment off the shelf and then did our modifications from there. And we were able to get the money, though, for two reasons we were able to get all the money. It was actually the same bounty hunting thing. So we found a ring of human traffickers. Huh. And we caught them. And then, but one of them got a slipped out from us. So yeah, we were able to find the guy, but he decided that his hiding place needed to be with a black market weapons dealer.
Huh.
And so we accidentally destabilized his stuff too. We didn't mean to. We didn't even know who that guy was. And so we destabilized his ring at the same time. So we got the bounty for the human traffickers. And then we also got a reward for destabilizing that. And then we gave the schematics to a shipbuilder. And that was pretty much it. And then he built us a new Kilroy.
Nice. Out of curiosity, what was the name of that black market dealer?
It's Derek Winston, I think.
Okay. That's good.
So.
Sounds like a real jerk.
He was. I mean, he was harboring a human trafficker.
Well, that's fair. So. That's very true.
Got into a fist fight with him. It was pretty fun, actually.
Nice.
But yeah.
I imagine that was a poor choice on his part.
I mean, he got some good blows in, but. Okay. You know, was what it was. Yeah, that's how the Kilroy 2, technically, but.
Oh, as always, I'm impressed. This place is still just as amazing.
Thank you. Caitlin, what would you like to do during your week of jump travel?
Well, Squid's Moment, that didn't take the whole week, right?
No. You guys can, if you guys want to like cross link up again.
I was going to say, yeah, as I spent some evening studying the blade, you know, I was like, you know,
love it.
Listening to all
what in the holodeck shenanigans.
Listening to your sad alternative rock music.
Why are you shirtless? Yeah.
I was like, I wanted a sparring partner, so it's like, Squid, you want to hop in on some blade action?
Can't promise that I'll be much of a challenge, but I'll give it a shot.
Cool. And so, yeah, finding a new practice partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, can I spend also some time downloading some of the messages from our ship?
The ship's just decompiling those. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, I don't have to manually?
No, it does it on its own.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
That's what Kyle told you all the way back then, is it just runs in the background.
Love it. Okay. Well, then, has there been any new ones?
But not yet. The ones that have downloaded were all just like crew rosters and stuff like that, but... though now that you know the name of William Sinclair, you do see his name shows up a few times.
That makes sense.
Under the ship roster. So he's been on this ship.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
The only other thing I'd want to do during the week is make Rami take a break from work, and I hope there's a spa on board.
Sure.
Maybe we get a little couples massage.
The Skyhammer Spa.
You know, a little hot spa, tub, cold tub, back and forth. You know, a little, just, you know, he needs to relax.
He needs to relax.
And then I also want to enlist his help and do one more thing of shopping, if I can, before I'm done. And I think he's just got a good eye for these things. And I want to try to get a captain's coat for Kaelin.
I love it.
But like, think like Picard's coat that he wore when he went on that mission, you know, where it's like a... It's not a zippy coat, but it's open. It's not a, like dark, nice leather. And I don't know, what color accent? Seafoam green accent, maybe?
What is happening?
So love it.
I think Rami would be a good eye for this.
he finds a, do you want it to be armored or do you just want like a coat?
I could see it being armored as a sense of maybe this would replace his current cloth jacket, or he could trade it out. It could, so it is the same armor as a cloth jacket, probably.
You have a trench coat though, don't you?
No, I've got a cloth jacket.
Oh, okay.
I've got a flak jacket, cloth jacket, and a Diplo.
Okay. Yeah. So it'd be the same stats. I know that's going to change, but it's like cosmetic. Personalized to you, basically. So.
Cool.
And then,
oh, wait, I don't write it yet.
Well, Rami and I would then present it to him as we're...
You can write it down on your sheet. I mean, they're going to give it to you. Like I said, statistics don't change, so...
Maybe we were all gathered for an AI Fieri evening and and we'll have Rami enter the room with a package.
And then, Astrid, what would you like to do?
I'm assuming there's a movie theater on Skyhammer. I arrange a movie day for all of us to see The Devil Wears Prada.
7,000
ancient classic.
Yeah, 7,000
classic. The oldest movie that they have.
That would be like the oldest movie.
One of them.
No, the remake
on Skyhammer Flix.
The 15th remake.
Right, I was gonna say.
Yeah, with Meryl Streep the 7th.
Yeah, that's
starring
fine.
Meryl Streep.
Is it just the crew, or are you inviting anyone else?
Oh, we're inviting Raoul.
Didn't see that.
But it's under the guise of a group hang, you know?
Right. But your seats are located in a different row than everyone else.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Raoul, Aster, thank you very much.
Oh, Rami and Aster.
Rami and Aster.
Raoul had nothing to do with buying this goat. He's one how much you guys spend money on this shit.
But no, Captain, you've been a wonderful leader, and I know how much you care, and we really care about you. So I thought something fitting of your new role.
Hear, hear.
I put it on. I'm like, I will wear this proudly. Oh. You all are the best crew I've ever had. Thank you all.
Don't lie to us.
I'm not.
And when we go to new breweries and stops, we can get patches and you can put patches on.
Oh yeah.
It's a great idea. I mean, it's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Was there already a Skyhammer patch on it?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, sweet.
Excellent.
So, Astrid wipes a tear.
Your date with Raoul goes great, by the way, Astrid. I rolled for
plus
it.
Plus one. Ooh, you rolled for it.
Yep. I rolled his carouse and intelligence, so it's a pretty good roll for you.
Wow, okay.
Did he hold her hand?
No. Oh, okay.
So, the relationship is blossoming.
Baby steps.
Wow.
So, that girl's night.
Yeah, so, well, you'll be able to dish all the dirty deeds.
So yeah, with all that out of the way, then you just
got one other thing I want to do. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry, peeing now.
Sorry.
I want to finish downloading and installing my what is it? Intellect.
Your digital friend.
Digital friend. Thank you. Yeah. Digital friend.
Yeah, it's installed. It looks like how you said it looked in the book, right? Like it's that cute little thing. It's like, well, hi there, Squid.
Thank you for I did name him. His name is Esquire 2, but it's just written E-I-I. And so when Squid was coming up with that, he found a super old song written by a rapper named Nelly called E-I.
So it goes by E-I.
So the digital friend's name is Nelly.
Nelly.
It's E-I-I, but it's
his name's Nelly.
Nickname is Nelly.
Well, hi there, Squid. I'm Nelly. Let's what do you need me to help you out with today?
Nelly, you are the best. I love it.
Fucking miss minutes.
I want you to get familiar with the systems on the ship. Because like right now, like Nelly's kind of hub is in my computer. Mm-hmm. But I want to be able to move him around as needed. So I want to get him integrated with the ship system and see if he can help the decompiling process.
Well, I sure can do that. So I will be doing that for the time being. So I'll let you know when I'm all done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice.
It's off the fucking cuff.
I'm glad you went Miss Minutes and not Scarlett Johansson from
there
her.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you guys, the Skyhammer comes out of jump. Raoul gives you a send off. Michael also gives you guys a send off. And you guys are back on the Cosmic Orca. And you don't need to make any rolls for this. You guys are in jump space once again.
Oh my god!
Just got a jump space. You're back into it. I'm not going to ask what you're going to do because I need to speed up this up for the sake of plot. And
we just drink and talk.
Pretty much. Yeah. You fill everyone in on the deets of your date with Raoul, because you probably had a couple more after the movie date was done, so I'm sure.
Okay. Whoa, it went that
good.
Nice.
Wow.
Astrid, I would like for you to make Raoul Panther the Third an ally on your character sheet.
What is okay? What is an ally?
Basically, so like with contacts, like what we did with Squid just a moment ago, a contact is someone that you can call up to be like, hey, let's do XYZ or whatever. An ally is someone who will go out of their way to come help you.
Wow.
So okay. Like a contact, like in this case, you have to go to Squid's contact because he's not going to fucking come to you.
Right.
But if you send Raoul an SOS, he will get to you as quickly as he can.
Okay.
So
anywhere in the universe.
It's the same thing with Rami, because Rami is Paul's ally. Mm-hmm. So they're okay. Astra's ally.
Nice.
So yeah.
That's
so,
an insane ally.
Yeah, for right? real.
So you role played it well, so that's why. It's a long time coming on that, I feel. But so yes. Yeah. You guys exit jump space. You're in your ship, jump space, woo. You're now at this you're at the planet that Ty lives at. Your digital friend, Nelly, he has made his way through. The has made his way. He's got the whole ship planned out. You guys land. No problem at all. Someone needs to deduct 10,000 credits from there for the mortgage or the maintenance fees for the ship.
That's me.
So in addition to when you guys land here, you do realize that there is another bounty here.
Oh, ooh, nice.
And as we may have learned from certain real world experiences, even though there might be an impending doom going on, fuck it, who cares? Life goes on.
Oh, that was too real.
It's normal. I'm probably going to cut that out of the episode in all honesty. But so
what do we got?
It is a so this guy's a little bit more aggressive. He has killed several people.
Oh, geez.
Including law enforcement officers. It's basically what he's wanted for. He's wanted for like 12 murders.
Jeez.
So, but you guys can get to that a little bit because you guys got to do some gun shopping.
Yeah, we do stuff.
So
then we can test it out on our first mark. No, so, yeah. Keep him alive. Keep him alive.
So yeah, you guys. Right, yeah. So you guys head to Ty's place. He gave you direct directions and he set it up like it is a gun shop. So it is a reputable front of a business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you open up the doors and you see Ty behind the counter, you know, talking to a customer, talking about handguns or whatever.
Yep.
And what would you like to do? He doesn't see you yet.
Okay.
So this gun store is a front for a gun store?
Yes.
Okay.
they keep the special stock right, in right, the back.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. Gotcha.
So I'd walk in and I'd say, you don't want to buy anything from this bum.
Yeah. Thanks, Esquire. He's an old friend. Don't listen to him.
Oh.
Anyway, he sells the guy, you know, yep. like a Gauss pistol or something
yeah,
like that. He sells him like a decent gun and
show people around like just some stuff, like random stuff in the room.
And then when the guy leaves, you see Ty pushes a button behind the counter and then the door locks.
Nice.
And it's like, so these are your new friends, huh?
Yeah.
But
meet the crew of the Cosmic Orca.
Pleasure to meet y'all. So what you guys need? What are you in the mood for?
Guns. Lots of guns.
I love you yes. so much, Emily.
And other things. But yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the hookups. Follow me. And he takes you guys down some stairs.
While we're walking, I want to just tell embarrassing stories.
Sure.
Yes, he's...
he just sighs every time. And then he stops at... Yeah, as you're walking to the stairs, he actually just stops. There's no, like, landing or anything like that. But then he turns and he puts his hand up on part of the wall. And the wall just slides off to the side.
Nice.
And it's like, well, this is where the real fun is. And... Mm. Lead you guys in there. So, starting with Astrid, what guns, what weapons are you looking for?
I'm looking for a Gauss sniper rifle.
It's very specific. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So he pulls a rack. You know, so this room that you walked into, like it is very barren looking in here. Like it's just like real sterile. It's real white. It's also very bright in here. unlike most like black market gun scenes that we've seen, like in John Wick and everything, like this is the opposite of all those scenes.
It's like the Apple store of guns.
Yeah.
This feels like, you know, that scene in Men in Black when they're picking.
Yeah. It's exactly like Men in Black.
Oh, I trust this place.
So he walks over and, but the thing is these walls are all seamless. Like there's no like individual spaces, but he grabs like part of it and just pulls out this huge, just rack of various sniper rifles, and he's like looking through it and he pulls out this big fucking gun because Gauss rifles are big.
Mm-hmm.
And or the Gauss sniper rifles are. It's like, well, this is probably the finest one I've got.
Perfect.
It's got the scope. It comes standard with it, of course, but it's also got the light amplification built into it. It's going to have your laser targeting, your laser painting, everything you need. Comes standard with armor piercing ammunition, which is all yours for whatever the price of that was.
2,500 credits.
All right, 2,500 credits, and she's all yours. I'll even throw in 3 extra mags for you for free.
Wow. Do you have the X-ray scope augment?
I do.
Perfect. Can I get one of those too?
Yeah. That also costs however much that costs.
I don't remember. Okay. Probably 250 credits.
Yeah, it's probably like $12. Yeah.
No big deal.
Like $12. So... Great.
Anything else for you?
Also, could I get a chain drive sword?
Yeah.
And this is a gun store, but do you have any chain drive swords?
Weapons in general. Yeah, he goes to a different spot of the wall and just pulls it out and grabs one and sets it on the cable frame. It's like, this is going to be a lot of weight on you. So, I mean, you'll be
okay. That's
okay.
I've got 12 strength.
Jesus, I forgot you were strong.
I love how, I imagine that was in character. Yes. Nancy's like, what does that mean? Like,
I have 12 strength.
Fantastic.
Yep. And I equip them like I've always had them before.
Nice.
Yep. Fine. Fantastic. Okay. You, sir, there with the military looking jacket on, you know, that air of military about you. What do you need?
You noticed my jacket.
I did.
My crew got it for me. No big deal.
Very nice of them.
Yeah. I can't help but notice this static blade while you're here in the your blade section.
Yeah. Sets it on the table. He lets you pick it up so you can swing it around and check the balance and all that. Yeah.
Feels great.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right. And here's an extra battery for you for on the field. So
excellent.
There's one in it the last 30 minutes. You'll have another one for 30 more minutes if you need it. So.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I got very inspired by Astrid's Gauss sniper rifle. And I saw earlier you sold a man a Gauss pistol.
I did.
May I see one?
Yeah, I mean, shit, that's not even a black market gun.
Great.
And he just picks up like a shopping basket and is like, here you go.
Nice.
Question about that. Do we take the same Gauss ammo, me and Astrid?
I believe that's how that works as far as the system goes. Nice. So, but your magazine sizes are different.
Okay, I see. Okay.
And then if you read the field catalog later on, it does have different ammunition types.
Mm.
So we can deal with that minutia later, though.
Okay. I was just wondering, I was like, because if we could double up on Gauss ammo like together, I was wondering if that could help us in the future in a situation. But it sounds like it's different. If it's different magazines, it doesn't matter. I still want the Gauss pistol.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, he sets a Gauss pistol in front of you.
Then I go to like the pocket size stuff. I like the bolas and the incendiary grenades.
Grenades, yeah, no problem. The bolus, I mean, shit, he brushes some dust off of them.
Nice.
Like, no one's really ever asked for these before, so, but yeah, here you go.
Can I get 4 of those and 5 incendiary grenades?
Yep, sets them all in front of you, puts them in a nice little, like, attaché case, so that way they're not rolling around in a, you know, grocery bag.
Those will come in really handy when attempting to capture people alive.
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna be. Those incendiary crates are known for their non-lethal damage.
those are for zombies.
For zombies. Last but not least, do I see any masks?
Hmm.
Like what kind? Like a gas mask?
A filter mask.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even a black market thing. That's just buy that at the fucking grocery store, probably.
I would like 6 of those, one for each crew member and our guests on the crew, on the Cosmic Orca.
I imagine Vasquez is here with us. Is Rami here with us?
I don't know if either of them would be.
They're not needed for this. So
I imagine if we were told Vasquez we're going to a weapons dealer, she's going to want to go.
She might have come, but I don't think Rami would have necessarily.
No. And like I was saying before, NPCs just kind of have what they need when I need them to have it. So you don't have to worry about them.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to get filter masks for each person on the Cosmic Orca.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. And
thanks, Commander.
Wow, thank you.
If we're dealing with bioweapons, I don't know if it's airborne. Who cares? I'd just rather be safe than sorry.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
It's called it's a filtration mask?
A filter mask.
Filter mask.
That's all I got?
Everything good? All right. Esquire, what do you need?
I was thinking a Magro pistol sounds nice, but I need it modded and upgraded.
All right, what do you need?
Digital interface, HUD, and just the, smart tracker would be great.
Oh, shit, that's not even an upgradable thing. I already got those made and ready to go.
I would hope so.
So, yeah, he grabs one of those, sets it in front of you, and same thing, too. He gives all of you that get guns that require bullets are getting three additional magazines to go with it.
Perfect.
With the belt and everything, to hold them and all that fun stuff. Anything else, Squid or Esquire?
Let's see. Intelligent weapon. Smart tracker. No, I think I'm good for now.
Easy enough. Okay. What about you, science man?
Yes, this has been a lot of fatal, lethal things. I'd like to look at your non-lethal section.
Okay. He walks over and what do you need?
We are partaking of bounties, so perhaps some sort of a stunning device that I can zip-zap.
Stunner excellent. Right there.
Love it. I'd love that. And I'd also like, I've noticed that a couple of us could use some more protection. I've heard tell of this bracer that if you say the right command word, it will turn into a shield.
Oh, you mean one of these? Yes. Has a shield already.
I love it.
No, I'd like one of those. And I don't know, maybe the captain might want one too. I don't know, an expandable shield.
Oh, yeah, I do want one of those.
Great. Yes. That's two of the bracers down, Sam.
Those. And then long shot, but do you have any sort of in the field medical kits?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he goes to a different spot. And it's like, again, this is like over the counter shit here.
Excellent. All right, that'll
do
me.
Yeah, no, you can put holes in people, and I let you get the stuff to patch them up, too. Fun never ends when that happens.
Oh, yes, now I get a level 14
I was waiting for someone to pick up on that.
Oh, I think I'll grab one of those static blades, too. Mm. Me and the commander have been practicing, so I'm going to try to see if I can put it to good use.
Yeah, he hands it to you. I would like, because I have a feeling this is just something Squid would do, make a melee strength roll just to like for swinging it around because I know you don't have melee yet. So.
I sure don't.
-3.
It's -3, right?
Yep.
That's a 1.
Oh, God.
No. Nothing bad's going to happen. Because that is an exceptional failure.
Did you add your strength?
Oh, I did. I have zero strength.
So like you try and do like a spin with it, but you just like fucking throw it. It doesn't hit anything. Doesn't hurt anyone. Nice. But
now he has an embarrassing story about you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just feel like that was really in character for.
I was still learning.
So clearly you haven't learned enough yet. You military guy. You need to train this guy better.
we're working on it.
I know that a lot of the stuff that we've bought is above board. You don't have any energy weapons, do you?
Ooh, those are hard just to get in general. The Gauss rifles and stuff like that. I mean, those are the hard to get ones. Pistols are easy, but yeah, the energy weapons, no, other than the stunners.
Okay.
I don't have anything like that.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
That's fair. Anything else you folks need?
I think I'm good.
I've got what I need.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do you have any upgraded climbing kits?
I don't sell climbing gear here. Not even in the main store.
A jetpack?
That's a grav belt, and those are expensive. But
okay. Do you have them? Just curious.
No, I don't carry grav belts.
Okay.
Well,
No, I've got all I need.
Okay.
Well, Yancy, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Esquire, for the extra business you just sent my way. So, fantastic.
A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very pleasure to meet you guys, too. If you need anything else, hit me up while you're on the planet.
Will do.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he leads you guys out and seals the wall back up and heads back upstairs, but reopens the shop. And you guys are now kitted out. Nice. One thing you do notice, Astrid, with your sniper rifle, because it is so damn big, it actually is modular. So it can come apart.
Oh, sweet.
So that way you can conceal it a little bit better. You'll need to put it back together because it is a sniper rifle, so they are not small weapons. So that's not the thing you'll be carrying around on the day to day. So if you would like to quickly...
Says you.
Yeah. let me rephrase, you're not going to be going into many places carrying a sniper rifle on your back. But
ma'am, this is a Build-A-Bear. Yeah. What are you doing?
So if you want to add a handgun, like a sidearm to your other than the chain, because again, the chain drive sword is also really very fucking obnoxious. If you want to add just like a regular ass handgun sidearm, just fucking do it real quick, because you're probably going to want that for
sure.
So
subtlety,
you can look up whatever stat you've got in there and just pick anything that's normal.
I didn't think another week has passed. Did we hear back from William, the scientist?
Good question.
About the
blood sample, data. Yes. The data. He's still analyzing it, but he is very excited. He is way more energized than he was when you talked to him last time.
Nice. Close to a breakthrough.
He's getting there. He's trying to figure out what caused all this to happen. And Andy is still in your cryo berth, so.
Yes.
How's Andy doing?
He's looking a little gray around the gill. I mean, it's a cryo berth, so he's preserved, but.
Okay.
I'm not sure what
to do. He's not your cryo berth anymore. He has been moved into a low berth, which is the same thing as a cryo berth, but it's not in your medical bay anymore.
But is he on our ship?
He's still in your ship. Okay. Yeah, you didn't leave him on the Skyhammer.
No, he's sort of just in stasis. I'm not sure what to do with that.
So.
All right, no. What do we know about this bounty, or should we head to the authorities?
So only his first name is known with the data that you've been given. Though when you synced with the planet, his kill count did go up. It went from 12 to 17.
Jeez.
So it only is known about him as his first name, and his first name is the very menacing Timothy. It's his first name.
Super Timothy.
But you're saying he's killed 5 people since we've been shopping?
Not since you've been shopping, but since you got to the planet.
Since we got, okay.
So in that week span, we looked them up.
Yeah, so in the week he's killed almost a person a day. So his name is Timothy. He is as intimidating. He is more intimidating than his name gives the impression for. He is very grizzled looking, 5 o'clock shadow. Just real scary son of a bitch. So this one is probably not a man that frequents the local bars or hangouts or anything like that. Mm-mm. But there is a list of witnesses that saw him do it because while he is not sloppy, he did slip up a few times. So there are a few witnesses. One witness's name is Anna. She lives in, she works at a diner.
Anyone up for a bite to eat?